for meditation to happen, we need to have Jitendriya. Jita means victory, Indriya means senses. Mastery over the senses is a must. 5 organs of action and 5 organs of knowledge. 5 organs of action, our mouth, your legs, hands and lower apertures. And 5 organs of knowledge, eyes, ears, nose, touch and taste. 10. And the 11th one is called as the mind. The Indriya, Jitendriya, you need to have mastery over the senses. Not the some people like Aryan, no mastery. Always, that is not Jitendriya. Jitendriya means able to have control. And one, the dull person, not at all, no control, dull person, not interested in getting up, that person is called as Mritendriya. Yoga is talking about become a Jitendriya. If you are a old person and on the bed, you can't say this person has a Jitendriya, has mastered the senses. Yoga talks about when you have the energy, when you are bubbling with energy, have master over the senses, mastery over the senses, not old person, not interested, or child moving around, no control. It is not talking about. You must have a Jitendriya. In the Mahabharata, there is a story, one king Alarka, he wanted to become a Jitendriya. He thought his eyes are not in his control, prompting him to see irrelevant things, and he wanted to have a Jitendriya. With the arrow, he want to remove the eyeballs with the arrow. When he was about to do, one boy appeared and asked him, "Hey, what are you doing? What were you doing?" He said, "My eyes are misleading me. I want to remove my eyes so that I will have a mastery." That person says, "You have a wrong understanding. Eyes, with eyes you can read scriptures. You can go to a right place, good place. You can utilize for the good cause. Just because it is out of control, removing is not the solution." If the person called Jitendriya, then every old person is a Jitendriya. Can't see, can't hear, can't eat, then can't walk. Then every old person, we can't call it as a Jitendriya. Jitendriya is the one when you have energy, strength, have a mastery over that one, is called as Jitendriya. Need to mastery in scriptures talk about your 10 senses, 5 organs of action and organs of knowledge are called as horses. This body is called as a chariot. This body is a chariot, is drawn by 10 horses. 10 horses are drawing this chariot. And what is holding all chariots together? It is called as a mind. Mind is a rein. Mind is a rein holding all senses together. Mind is a rein. The charioteer is called as a buddhi, intellect. Buddhi is the intellect. It is holding the reins. Now the problem is, buddhi is not there, it has let the reins out. Mind is loose and horses, each horse is going in different direction, leading to destruction of this chariot. The passenger in this chariot is called as Jiva. Jiva has come with this chariot thinking that these senses along with the mind and intellect will guide me in a right direction. Buddhi is not awakened. Buddhi has no control over the mind, and mind is running away. Mind is going all over the place. Mind has leading to the destruction of this chariot. Leading to the destruction, it is talking about this chariot. Chariot is given, you have to travel safely. You have to travel safely without destroying itself further and higher in life. If you do not have a mind under the sway of the intellect, you can't travel safely. Your journey is, it's a, like an untrained. Untrained person getting onto the highway. Highway, we need to have a license. Driver's license. We apply for driver's license. You have to have an experienced driver can drive. So is this chariot. Experienced driver is the intellect. Then only we can travel further. This soul will enjoy. This Buddhi cannot be illumined. Buddhi, we are so outbound, always busy connecting outside, and Buddhi has lost appetite, any interest, doesn't want to do anything. Buddhi has gone into slumber because my whole life busy going outside. A whole life going outside, Buddhi can be illumined when it is connected to thinking about, listening, hearing, associating with positive, pure, noble. Again and again when it starts hearing complete, and it starts getting illumined. Yes, I want to do. Buddhi karishye vachanam tava. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, earlier mind was in control. He says, I will go on begging. I don't want to do. When he got tuned to Sri Krishna's message, nashto moha smritir labdhva tvat prasadat maya chyuta. My confusion has gone. I will get up. When he said get up, mind comes in the sway. I will do. Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, ananyas chintayanto mam ye janaha pariyupasate tesham nitya biyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. Whose intellect has come in the sway, I look after their welfare. My youth has disappeared. As if I was young yesterday, my youth has disappeared. I did not want my youthfulness to go. I did not want my old age to come in. Uninvited old age has come in. My youth has disappeared. Acquiring what has gone is called as yoga. And retaining it is called as kshema. My youthfulness disappeared. I want to regain my youthfulness. I want to be bubbling with energy that what has lost. Acquiring through yoga. It is through yoga you acquire. Preserving is called a kshema. When the yoga youthfulness has come, Buddhi has illumined, then meditation happens. When the meditation is happening, mind has gone above the limitations of the body. One is able to have a mastery of asana also. For me, sitting also is a challenge. Why? My mind has taken over. Buddhi is not in my control. I can't meditate. But sitting also is a problem. In Patanjali, talks about prayatna shaitilya ananta samapattibhyam. Your asana also can become a meditation. Able to sit in one posture without any discomfort and elevating the mind beyond the body limitation is called as meditation. Through asana also can become a, you can reach, go into the meditative state. The when the asana one who has gone transcended beyond the body limitation, for that life is a celebration, no more a burden. Otherwise, everything, life is a problem. Life, I'm dragging my life. Dragging the life, one who is in a meditation, life has become a celebration. Smile naturally dawns. Smile naturally dawns, and for that person, asana has become like a child's play. One who has not mastered the yoga, not meditative, becomes like childish. One who has mastered the asana, meditation, for that person, life, that person leads a life like a child-like, with so much of exuberance, so much of energy, with smile, and no longer a burden, celebrates the life. Yoga helps you to move from childish life. Childish life means complaining, not steady, always running around. No, do not know what I am doing in life. One who has mastered, life become a celebration. Like a childlike, bubbling with energy, smile, life become a celebration. Come into the fold of meditation. Come into the fold of yoga and celebrate your life. Life is meant for celebration. The charioteer, the one who is a traveler in the soul should be proud. Yes, God has given me this chariot. I traveled further and higher in my life. This chariot was not wrecked. When the body is cremated, it is generally, they say, this person, mantra is there, this chariot was well looked after by the charioteer, did not abuse. They say in the cremation, they say whether this body was abused. If abused means it is an impure chariot. They have to do extra mantras because impure, they don't want to put it in the fire. To put it in the fire, a pure chariot. This chariot was well utilized. Now no longer required. Let it go back. May this person, this soul, continue to get good chariot. Coming lives also. Because this person is not abusing the chariot. One who is abusing, so we may not get a good chariot. Because this person is abusing the chariot, we don't want a person, careless driver, we won't buy an expensive first-hand car. Any second-hand, third-hand car we give, because this person is abusing. One who is looking after the chariot, again and again, God bestows that person a good chariot. So that person can travel further and higher in life.